الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الإثم ما حاك في نفسك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before going further, من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. A person who is not thankful to mankind is not thankful to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. To make shukr, mashallah, very good bayans were given on shukr also, all the various bayans. And shukr, a person cannot make his shukr to Allah ta'ala until he does not make shukr to mankind. So alhamdulillah for the jalsa, all the efforts that were made by various people. We have the khidmat jamaats and the students who are studying the whole year. And if they, we know as students, we were also students, you get a break, it's a big thing, and you just want to break away. But yet they're still making more khidmat. And mashallah, how many students are sitting for the programs, and I notice they make making notes also. This is a great thing, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you don't keep a diary to make notes, you will get diarrhea. That whatever you hear will just go out. And nothing will remain with you. So make a note of it. So keep a diary so that we don't get diarrhea. So Allah reward the students also for all the feeding jamaat, the istiqbal jamaat, the cooking jamaat, to see to the sleeping of the people. They sacrifice their own sleep to see to the comfort of the sleeping of the people. Then our Azadwell neighborhood watch ANW, their security service they rendered, may Allah reward them also. Our brother Bilal Jalalpur and his group from Lodium, just Jalsa also, other Jalsas, they take over the cooking, they prepare, and from their side they do everything. And I can remember when before the Jalsas we had to like sort of go to people, ask them to sponsor one day or something. Now, mashallah, Allah made it such that they just take over the responsibility and they feel it such a honor for them. May Allah reward and accept from them. Then the ladies of Azadwell, always they are always in the forefront, at the back in the houses, but they are in the forefront in khidmat. They always, whatever is necessary, all the various types of work, and the Khadimatul Deen, their group, they are really making khidmat of Deen. The ulama for the programs, we are very grateful. In my heart I was saying, Allah shukr, that alhamdulillah, Allah made me present to hear such bayans right from Juma till now. All the bayans of our satis, mashallah, what wonderful. Allah give us tawfiq to sit for all the bayan. Here also, everywhere, the ulama are really doing great, great work in the different parts of the country, the world. They are great ulama doing great work. And it's easy to discern who are the right ulama. Follow them, sit in their company, benefit from them. They are shining, not stars, suns in the world. they would take benefit from them. Just by being in them, like just sitting in the sun, the vitamin D is coming. All the other benefits of the sun are coming to a person. So just sit in their programs, inshallah. And then the brothers who made effort for the giving the hour for the Jalsa, calling towards the to the Jalsa, many brothers who came, and then there are many who made du'as, everyone for his du'as also, and the brothers all who have come, Allahu Akbar. Really, I get ashamed of myself. I know how many brothers are here, and what comfortable homes they live in. What comfort they have got, and here they come, and they have to line up to go to toilet. And for wuzu, they have to stand in a queue, and they sleeping with everyone just like that. And yeah, at home, they got their special toilet and used to everything there. Their bathroom, their toilet. And yeah, they have to line up and queue up for the toilet, etc. And Allah is watching all this. And for everything, Allah will write it, insha'Allah, as a mustaqil, as a separate, a special amal-e-salih. For every little difficulty that we are going through, Allah will write, and on that basis, Allah will make decisions of hidayah. Many times we think the bayans that are being given or something, but we don't know which brother, just what little uncomfort he went through for the sake of Allah. Allah loves that, and in many cases, one person, because of him, the whole majma, Allah makes them maghfirah and make decision of the hidayah. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind, and we don't know who and who in which way, where we have to park our car, from there we have to walk till here, then we have got some other, we are used to our habits which we have got, and we have forgive, and we knew we're going in for all this. It's not going to be like at home when we are. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you go on safar, leave your aram at home. When you're on safar, you forget your aram. You leave it at home. When you come back, you can make your aram again. So all the sacrifices of the brothers, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept. May the object of this jalsa, as we mentioned quite a bit, is for our Islam. Calling it an Islahi jalsa, so Allah make it that we take it as such. And that each one of us is concerned of our Islam. For that, as we have mentioned, Islam of our aqaid, our beliefs, our iman, our yaqeen, and what beautiful talks were given on this line. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring that into us. Our ibadat. We are mostly Muslims of some ibadat. Our yaqeen, Allah may have mercy upon us. Some little bit, and our ibadat also, what is our ibadat also? Quantity also, quality also. Muamlat, we carry on our business, our financial dealings, as though Islam has got nothing to say about. That we follow the way of other people in all our financials. How we are supposed to, we make sure with the tax man our things are in order. We make sure with the dealers, we deal with them, all according. But what does Islam say about all these matters? We don't think that Islam is governing us. So we don't find out masail from the ulama. What kind of accounts we are running, how much we are getting involved in interest, how we are getting involved. We should try and find, and the solutions are easy. And Allah reward our muftiyan, our muftis. They will show us, see you are doing it like this, just change this little bit. And you'll see your whole transaction will come correct. And then all the barakat from Allah Ta'ala's side. So many things, just a little bit adjustment is required. Some places maybe a little bit more. But generally, it is just a little adjustment and our things will be according to Sharia. And then the barakat, we cannot imagine what barakat Allah Ta'ala will give. We will make not even 10% of the effort we are making now in our business. And Allah won't give us 100% more, 1000% more. We will live with ease and comfort. Islam has come for that. To let everyone live, not that we are doing two jobs. Wife also is working. Children also are working. Still we short of money. And if we do it according to deen, only the head of the family works. Many of us might still remember those days when only the head of the family, breakfast the whole family sat together. Lunch the whole family sat together. Supper the whole family. Now we are so busy. Notes left on the fridge. The wife leaves for the husband, you must take out your food from here, warm it in a microwave and have it. There's no life together. The barakat is gone. Make our muamalat correct and see how Allah Ta'ala will give us barakat. Where are we copying the West? Allah has given us that way that we had to guide them to peace and tranquility. This is what Islam is. And then our muasharat, our social life, that also we just living like they are living. We're copying them and we just cover it up with a little bit Islamic terms, technical terms or something, or just a little Islamic covering. But we're living their lives. We've got a special way of life. And then our akhlaq, our character. Hey, character is supposed to be that the people just get pulled towards Islam. And they get immersed and soaked into Islam. Everyone's character like that. The housewife at home, if she's got a helper. Hey, Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah, he said, he had so many helpers at home, each one accepted Islam. If the character is like that, whoever came and worked in his house, all accepted Islam. So that is what we must have. So Allah make it that. For that, alhamdulillah, this jalsa is only like we went for an interview or we just went for a diagnosis. And mashallah, the diagnosis were done in all the bayans. Solutions also. But now must carry on. And for that, Allah reward our Haji Yusuf Sahib. He's got this flyers printed, all the programs of the Khanqa which take place. We have this Islahi Jalsa, then we have a Tuesday night majlis, then the monthly majlis, etc. We have some safars that take place, and very important the Ramzan. And really, unfortunately, and I first am to blame, we are to blame, that a Khanqa, not one, there to be in every town at least minimum one Khanqa. And not only operational on a Tuesday night or on the month, first week of the Islamic month majlis, no, 24 hours. This is the greatest need of all of us. And it's a farz-e kifaya on all of us to see that we have such a khanqa every town. That all the people's needs must be. We got shops, how many supermarkets we got in one town? How many all other kind of shops? So many we got of one kind, so many in a town. And not one khanqa. We got masjid in our towns. But not one. This is a spiritual hospital. And a hospital can't operate only once in a year, or once in a week, or once in a month. Hospital, and when there's a pandemic, and our disease is worse than the virus. Our spiritual diseases are worse than the virus which is here. Whether it's exaggerated, whatever that might be. But so Allah Ta'ala make it possible that we. So when we have come here, try to come in Ramadan also. The little bit, and Allah's system, little what is available to us, make use of it. Then Allah increases, and Allah makes more. Our elders came, our forefathers, they made makatib. By barakat of those makatib, we got Darul Ulooms today. Barakat of that, today we got Tabligh Jamaat. And what great work is taking place everywhere. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we make our islah. Then, alhamdulillah, the object which is our islah and which we have to be concerned about, for that one beautiful instance that we can take a lesson from, so that we don't lose hope in any way. There is no possibility what arhamur rahimin. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine. Our namaz which Allah gave us, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. The greatest praises of Allah, Allah gave us at the beginning of our namaz. And every one of us, ordinary Muslim, is reading, but we don't realize it. And Allah becomes extremely happy. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will inspire Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with such praises which Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam till now is also not aware of. Allah will inspire him, and then those what will. So Allah give us tawfiq when we read our sana. What a great thing. We are starting our communication with Arhamur Rahim. And he is Arhamur Rahimin. He taught us how to praise him. How to start our... And then, Bismillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. What was praises of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and realize. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, so we must never ever lose hope in the mercy and the kindness and the forgiveness and the compassion of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. No matter what level a person, rock bottom he is, he's finished, he's burnt out, but by Allah, there is 100% hope for that person. And the annals of history and of Islam show people what end of life they were and what way they reached. Eh? Just little bit I'll mention what I know personally. One particular lady, eh, what background she came from. A colored family living in that environment. What kind of a life? She got involved with a Muslim boy and they had, as far as I know, illegitimate children also. Everything carried on, and they wanted to be together, but our parents wouldn't agree. They are a very, very respectable, learned family. How can we bring this type of a girl in our home? But then some intercession was made, and that. And when she passed away, when Malakul Maut came, she said, "Not now. I'm still. It's not yet time. It's not Juma stuff. When Juma comes, then you take my..." It was already Juma time, but we allow 3 minutes. That, by sunset is Juma time. But she said, when Azan started going, then her ruh went. From where to where? Arhamur Rahimin. And not one, two cases like that. How many cases? So never must anyone ever lose hope. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah tabaraka ta'ala, "Oh Allah, show me the worst person in my ummah, the biggest sinner, the worst person in my ummah." Allah said, "Oh Musa, tomorrow in the morning, when you come out of your house, the first person your eyes fall on, he's the worst person in your ummah." When Musa al-Islam came out, a person was walking with his little child on his shoulders. Like sometimes we put our little children on our shoulders. So he said, "Oh, this is the worst person in my ummah." Then he made dua to Allah, "Oh Allah, show me the best person in my ummah." Allah said, "Tonight evening, after sunset, the first person you see, you meet, he's the best person in your ummah." So he waited the whole day, night fell, night came. Then he saw the same person. So he now mu'amma, it's a puzzle. He can't understand. The person was the worst in my ummah in the morning, and he's the best now in my ummah by the night. One day, we all know that a person will sleep as a mu'min, he'll get up as a kafir, he'll be in the morning a mu'min. But here the opposite, the person who was the worst is the best. So he said, "Ya Allah," he spoke to Musa alayhi salam, "Kaleemullah, I don't understand this." And there are many more lessons that we have to learn here. Very briefly, I'll try to be. We also don't understand many things. So when we don't understand, refer to the ulama. Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. And ask those ulama who are ahla dhikr. The Quran Sharif is ahla dhikr. Allah said, fas'alu ulama. But Allah defined them as ahla dhikr. Those people who are towards, inclined towards Allah. Don't ask people who are inclined towards different, towards the dunya, towards sports, towards politics, towards politicians. Ask those who are inclined towards the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then they will be able to guide you. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, what an alim. What? He surpasses many of the great, great ulama of the past. The names we can take of those great ulama, Maulana surpasses them. But he says also there are many things that I also don't understand of my deen. And I made one account for that. And what I understand, that is one account. And these things Allah makes it then. As life, as you mature, physically we mature, mentally we mature, spiritually also you mature. And as you mature, you start understanding those things which you could not understand. He said, then I transfer it from that account to this account. And the more in shirah, and the more Allah open, a person's heart just gets drawn out towards Islam. Islam pulls his heart, his body towards it, as we understand. May Allah bless us all with that progress in our lives. So there are things that, so Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, oh Musa, in the morning he went with his little child to the jungle, huge big jungle. So children, they got a habit, they ask plenty questions, and they must be allowed to ask. And we must try to answer them. If we haven't got answers, it doesn't mean there aren't answers. If ulama haven't got answers, today you ask me a question about deen, some matter of some mashura, I haven't got an answer, it's my deficiency. Islam got the answer. If I don't have the answer, it's my problem. But it doesn't mean there isn't an answer. So our children also, to the best. And then with the many we find also, parents come, they say, my child asked me this question, I didn't have the answer. What must I tell the child? And that is the real learning process of the child. It's not all the schools, there were no schools like this there. There were no Darul Ulooms before. This is the learning process, and the biggest Darul Uloom and the biggest school of mundane you worldly needs is at home with the mother, the first. So children keep on asking questions. This is a different thing. They will ask us so many questions. And on the other hand, we ask them questions, anything, because. Whatever we ask them, because. And we have to say because they don't. I heard from Maulana Rafiq Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, that one child, father asked him something, and then he told the child asked the father. So the father replied, and then he asked again. So then the father asked the child, I think. So he replied, and that. So the child got angry afterwards. He said, how many times I tell you? And this is another thing. There is not really, I don't want to go into that. But all youngsters at home also, young ulama also, we think old people don't know anything. Just like this time of Yusuf alayhi salam, the children, all his brothers, youngsters, nahnu usba, we are strong, powerful people. Our old father, what he knows, he doesn't know who he must like also. He is giving all his love to Yusuf alayhi salam, to Binyamin. We are the people, we are doing all the work. And they, in their planning, Jawani Diwani, they went in, according to their thinking, they killed Yusuf alayhi salam. Left him in the well, he's going to die there. Or somebody, they thought somebody would take him and that. But Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam knew what's happening. And he overlooked them. And when the old people overlook, whether it's the old ulama, we regard them, they are now senile. Now they forget a lot. They don't know what is happening. And we know what is happening. So he overlooked them. Afterwards, what you, Binyamin, he told them, I think same thing going to happen again. They made their promises. And he knew, but their hearts are big. They trust in Allah. So he allowed that also. And afterwards, when Yusuf alayhi salam sent his kurta to his father and said, put it on his eyes, and then his eyesight will come back. They told, when he said, I get the smell of Yusuf, they say, look like you are gone senile. You don't know what you are talking about. When he was crying about Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin alayhi salam, they said, you're going to go mad, you're crying so much. But they knew, they got experience. And with their experience, so children, they always, young people, even the young ulama, they think the old ulama. Another thing is, with regard to our young ulama, we feel with regard to our old ulama, they can't think for themselves, they finish. Where people who feed them, what they tell them, they just agree to that. And they go on that line. If that was the case, then we know major differences in the ummah which they are. So one day they should be this side because those young ulama met them with regard to that. The next day they should be on the other side. Because the other side people also are meeting them all the time. Both sides, they can't think for themselves. So today they should be this side. Tomorrow they should be that side. All the time. But they've got their line. That means they know what they're doing. They are listening to you and they accommodate you. You speak and you tell all your stories and that. But they know what is happening. Last year, Yaqub alayhi salam, he knew what's happening. And the youngsters were doing all their thing. So anyway, so this little child was asking all questions. So he said, oh my father, this huge, big jungle. Is there something more bigger than this? He said, yes, my son, there are. the hills, the mountains, much more bigger, mightier, weightier, more bigger than the jungle also. Then he asked something more bigger and mightier than the mountains. He said, yes, my son, the sky. And the sky is also a solid object. As Maulana Nazir Minti Sahib, Mufti Sahib, Damat Barakatum explained, that Allah's system is above everything. Scientists can say it's the limit of our eyesight. And the sky looks blue because of the color of the water. That is all bunk from their side. The truth is that the sky is a solid object and it's really a very mighty and very weighty and very heavy. So he said the sky is even more. Then he said, is there something even more bigger and weightier than the sky? So with a deep sigh and sorrow in his heart, he said, yes, my son, your father's sins are even more. And this is the first step of Islam. Till a person don't understand that I am sinful, I am wrong. Now, how many of us we say, but what wrong am I doing? What wrong did I, especially with husband, wife, arguments that take place, other friends also, what wrong did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not doing anything. Till a person doesn't realize, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I make istighbar 70 times a day, 100 times a day, where are we, me and you? How much? We have to make istighfar on our ibadah. Our open gunas are open gunas. But we still feel, I don't make any guna. So that he realized. And this is what Allah loves. When a person, that humility comes in him. And he realized that I am wrong. That I am the worst. In fact, it is our part of our Islam. That every day we say to ourselves, Hal mein, tamam musalmano mein, present in all the Muslims, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. You are the worst. And with that conviction, and as we go on, that realization and conviction, I am the worst. Aur maal ke aitibar se, as far as my end of my life is concerned, tamam janwaro aur kafiro mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. You are worse than all animals and non-believers also. Because we don't know, they may just bring iman, the non-believers. For animals, no hisab kitab. Just a little bit will be done and finished. But and nobody gave me guarantee that my mort is going to come on iman. And we don't know how many people, they were so one step left to take into Jannah. Allah protect us all. In His special fadl and karam, and by the barakat of we don't know who, which lady at home, whose dua, Allah protect us all. And that we just live with iman in Islam, die with iman in Islam, are raised with iman in Islam, and Allah enters us in Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus with iman in Islam. But nobody gave us guarantee. So that he acknowledged that I am the worst. Then he asked him, is there anything more bigger than all your sins? And this admission of yours, he said, yes, with a sparkle in his voice. And great hope, he said, the mercy of Allah. That is even more greater. So Allah told Musa alayhi salam, when he acknowledged his sins, and this is the starting point of solution to all our problems. I am wrong. Today the wife is not wrong, the husband is not wrong. One person came to a Maulana and he complained about his wife, all her complaints. So he told him, you are right, she's wrong. So he went and tell the wife, Maulana, you see, I told you, I'm right. So the wife came to Maulana and she gave her story. So she heard everything. So he said, yes, you're right, he's wrong. So she went away happy. So the Maulana's wife was hearing everything. So she said, what kind of a Maulana are you? You told him also he's right. You told her also she's right. He said, you also right. So you make all right. So anyway, so when a person realizes all his weaknesses, Allah loves that. But when we all think, I'm right, I'm not wrong, and we don't want to humble ourselves, we can't move forward. So Allah said, when he said that, and he realized, and also noticed here, he didn't ask for maafi. He only acknowledged his gunas. Actually, ulama say that for our sins and major sins, we must ask, acknowledge our gunas, istighfar. Toba, determination, we're not going to commit them. And rectification, whatever wrong we have done, rights of Allah, namazes, rozas, etc., zakat, our fellow beings, whatever we have wrong, put that right. But he just acknowledged. And then Allah, and he acknowledged the mercy and the kindness of Allah. Allah said, on that account, the worst person, I made him the best person in your ummah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَا. Allah says, stay away. Put a full stop. Put sharp breaks of all types of gunas. Outward gunas also. We all know, we commonly, perhaps we are weak in our namazas. We are addicted to the phone, to the wrong things on the phone. Eyes are not under control. Anger is not under control. We just become angry on people, etc. All the zahiri guna, wabaqina, and hidden gunas, the inside gunas also. No sincerity. Our yaqeen is below zero. We haven't got trust on Allah, which is an essential ingredient of iman. Without yaqeen on the zaat of Allah, as Allah reward Maulana Mufti Nazir Sahib, how he explained it, that yaqeen, complete conviction on Allah. Today, very sadly, what the scientists say, what the professors say, the politicians say, we just go by it. And we don't say what Quran and Hadith, we haven't got the trust on that. Allah give us the full trust on that. And contrary to our eyes, as Mufti Sahib explained, Allah gave Musa alayhi salam his thick staff. When he came to the water and the army of Fir'aun at the back, logically he should take it, at least hit it on the head of Fir'aun. That should have some help. But Allah said, hit the water. No logic, no sense in that. But that is yaqeen. What Musa alayhi salam, his people told him, you destroyed us. In front of this deep blue sea, at the back is the army of Fir'aun. We are destroyed. Kalla, never ever. Inna ma'iya Rabb, my Rabb is with me. And what command my Rabb gave, hit the water. What will, today, as ulama, maulana will say, as big Sufis will say, how can you hit the water? Where does that make sense? But Allah give us that yaqeen. Contrary, totally contrary, and so many other incidents, past which Mufti Sahib mentioned, others also, against what we see with our logic. What is our, we hardly got bird brains. One Maulana, he was explaining that the earth is suspended in space. There are no columns holding the earth up, no chains holding it up. Just if you take a table tennis ball and you leave it, it's not going to stay in the air. It will drop down. So light the table, a feather. You just drop it, it will fall down. So he explained it by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So one of these scientific people, they said, no, Maulana, you don't understand. That actually what it is atmospheric pressure. And it is magnetic forces that are holding. These are outward causes which Allah has made. Control is Allah Ta'ala's. So Maulana had a walking stick. He took it and he gave him one shot on his head. So he says, Maulana, when you can't explain to me, this is now what you do. You pull hit us. And you force us that we must just believe blindly. And blind followers we must be. Blind mice just following. We want the explanation and reasoning. Maulana said, I didn't hit you. Now you're lying on top of me. Big Maulana, big long kurta, big beard, turban, and you're lying also. He says, no, I didn't. He said, then what happened? He said, the magnet in your head. Pull the magnet in the stick, and the stick came on your head. And you must make sure you got a very small magnet in your head. You hardly got bird brain. If you had a big magnet, it should pull the stick with so much force and burst your head into two. So then he realized that it's not all these magnetic forces. Above that is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made his asbab, but Allah wahdahu la shareek. Yaf'alu ma yasha, fa'alu lima yureed. Allah is above everything. Allah is not paban and bound to taqdeer also. Taqdeer is not above Allah. And dua changes. We go direct to Allah. We bypass taqdeer. Go to Allah and Allah will change your taqdeer. No, if there's poverty written, Allah will write riches. Sickness is written, Allah will write health. Kufr is written, Allah will write iman. Allah has given, but we're not using it. So this is Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat. So Allah completely, so we must never lose hope. So Allah Ta'ala says, give up all gunas, inside gunas, our niyat. So what Allah correct my niyat, everyone. We speak that people must praise us. We speak that people, oh, what a bayan, what a good bayan. Or our namaz, oh, what a namaz this person makes. Or anything else, sacrifice. You just see him, he's always in the path of Allah. 4 months, this jamaat comes, that jamaat comes. We don't know. And how this riyakari, doing things for show, come inside a person without him knowing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, more stealthily, more privately than a black ant on a black stone in a pitch black night. Nobody can see it, nobody can hear its movement. More stealthily than that, riyakari, to do things for name and fame, comes into the heart of a person. We just take this hadith like that. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, oh Allah, ma Allah's Nabi, my life, parents be sacrificed. If that is the case, all of us will, we don't even know that. And when things are done for name and fame, Allah will not accept it. It will be thrown. You, what your amal will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So it don't be accepted. How are we going to get saved? What a solution. And this is our deen, so easy and so complete that we just read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. All types of the shirk, all big, small, private, public, any type, Allah will forgive it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, so important this dua for especially the ulama who gave their lives for deen. And they work, and you didn't know, and things for name and fame came in your heart. And you did it for ghayrullah. You did it for others. Your whole life's efforts all gone, not down the drain, into Jahannam. And you also gone into Jahannam. With this one little dua, once a day, we make it wherever we can put it in our ma'amur, we don't leave it out. Such a short few seconds dua. But just as Mufti Sahib also gave the example, you work 6 months, 1 year on your certain project on your computer. Now you finished it up, everything. You wrote the right last duas and everything. Now save or delete. And you press the wrong button. You want to pull your hair out of your scalp when you did the wrong thing. That after that I deleted all that. The whole life's effort. And just because of not making this dua, deleted. So, and Allah made it so easy, Allah. So this is our islah. So anyway, so our gunas we have to see. Now what are gunas? What are the effects? Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar, Mujaddid Millat, he gave such a beautiful example that a person who got married, roughly 20-25 years more or less, marriageable age, and then he used to wet the bed every night. So the wife said, what is this? Usually small children, they wet the bed. And then we take them out of the habit, give them some medication also, and we potty train them, and all those things, they come out. But you're a married man, and every night you wet the bed. So he said, actually what happens when I sleep, shaitan comes to me in my dream. And then he takes me for a long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs the urge to go to toilet, to relieve himself. Number one more, sometimes number two also. So then I tell Shaitan, I need to go to toilet. Then he shows me some ultra hygienic, ultra modern toilet. And I go there to do my job. But I'm in a dream, I'm in a bed, and I'm dreaming. And in the morning I find it happened in a bed. So the wife says, oh, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes and he takes you for a long walk. And he is the Amir, the leader of all the jinnah. And they know all where money is kept, everywhere where the money is kept. The crooks mustn't come to know about this. That everywhere detect how to know where all the money is kept. And the receiver also mustn't come to know about it. Where people have kept all their uplang money and that. But he says, Shaitan, he knows this. So tell him to show you where all the money and the treasure is kept. What this is making you urinate in the bed. So he said, bright idea. Very bright idea. So that night Shaitan came again in his dream. He said, my wife, he said, no problem. Why didn't you tell me long time? Come, I'll take you now. So he took him and he showed him a chest of treasure, diamonds, gold, bricks and bricks of gold and diamonds and valuable rubies and emeralds and cash and everything you can think about. So he was very excited and he ran forward, and very heavy when he went and picked it up, he made number two. So in the morning the wife said, every night you are making number one, now number two. So he explained what happened. So the wife said, rather just do what you were doing before. That's not as bad as this yet. This is even worse. So this is just an example. And many of us, we remember the example, not the moral. The moral is that gunas are worse than stool and urine also. Even if we do it in the toilet, we flush it away, it's gone. It's worse than that. And if we do it in our clothes, we do it in the bed. Bed full of stool. Allah save us all. That old age comes and you can't control your bowels. Allah protect us all. What is the condition? So it is terrible that gunas are worse than that. But we don't see the gunas as being worse. Today gunas, Allahu Akbar. La'anallahu al-nazir wal-manzur ilayh. Allah is cursed. Allah's azab, curse is on that person who looks at a strange woman. And the strange woman displays herself. She doesn't observe parda. She is open. And she displays herself. So Allah curses. And we are enjoying, laughing, and we're talking with her, joking with her, while the fire of Jahannam is pouring down, raining down on us. This is how we have become. Gunas, that stool we'll realize is dirty and filthy. But unfortunately, gunas we don't. One place where the lion had done its kill, killed a giraffe, and after that ate all the meat, etc. Now the carcass with the leftovers was left. So the eagles, vultures, they came to eat. So, and after a few days, the terrible smell that was coming from there. When people were standing there, they couldn't take that smell. They had to turn up the windows of the car, then they had to put ether and go away. But for those vultures, that was like biryani to them. That was like roast to them. Like, unfortunately, today we make ghibat. We roll on our stomachs and we fall on our backs and we're laughing about that person. And he's perhaps busy in namaz. He's busy with his tilawat. And we are laughing about the person and our stomachs are shaking. Allah wala, their stomachs shake in the fear of Allah. When they cry, two people I saw with my eyes, plenty they must be in the ummah, definitely. But who I saw, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, when they used to cry to Allah, the whole body used to shake. They were out of their control. We will say like Parkinson, when at that time, how their body used to, they used to cry. We laugh like that. And we enjoying it. When the malaika at that time, they also leave us. When a person lies, makes ghibat, backbites, the farishtas, lahu muaqibatum min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi, yahfazunahu min amrillah, protecting him from the decrees of Allah. But when we do this, they also move away. And then when now some disease comes on a person. Now, and the worst disease are spiritual diseases. Now your kufr ideas come into you. And bid'at starts coming into you. And following the ways of the West, the filthy, dirty ways of the non-Muslim, that starts coming into you. Because the farishtas have moved away now. And then if it becomes, and we take it as the worst when actually something physical happens. Tell the spiritual things, we tolerate it. We haven't got that eyes of iman to see the spiritual harm. Physical harm, like the eyes of the animal also we got. A dog also, you take a stick, it runs away. You lift your hand with a stone, it runs away. The kuffar also, for physical harm, they also are aware. But spiritual harm, the Muslims were the first to be aware of that. Today, we're not aware of it. So these gunas are the worst things in a person's life. This guna, like for example, we all know with regard to our youngsters, or even we, you mix with the wrong company. Yeah, in the madrasa, Allah protect us and save us. If a student, and I feel so guilty, and I tell myself, what is happening? That when a non-smoking student came and he picks up a smoking habit in the madrasa, The opposite happened. This, I can't forgive myself for this. How can this happen? Because he mixed with the wrong company. He started smoking. On the other hand, if a smoking student comes and he gives up his smoking, there is no greater joy in our heart that he came right. So with the smoking, it's not only smoking. You go on e-cigarette, worst also. From there, khuda na khasta, you go on drugs. This is what gunas takes you through. And when there is a drug addict, one drug addict in the house, that whole family is finished. And the mother can't sleep, the father can't sleep. How we know, all of us know of the cases which have. One, whether it's a girl today, unfortunately. Before it was more in the boy. Today, unfortunately, when all this happens and we go on to filthy sites on the phone, with the porn sites, etc. Today, youngsters get involved with girls, but when the father gets involved, and worse, today cases coming, grandfather is involved. Now the wife comes to know, the children comes to, we all had to look after our grandfather with respect. He was our role model, he was our ideal, and now we are disgraced in their eyes. This is what sins lead us to. Sins, that how stupid our minds become, that we give preference to torn jeans over good jeans, to patched jeans over good jeans, and we prefer half socks to full socks. And it looks like we are born poor, so we are buying torn clothes, and we are buying torn and patched jeans and half socks. We are born poor, not with money, with our brains, poor completely. Like we mentioned, there are some people, you explain them so much how to do something, they just don't do it right. They just do it wrong. But when they want to steal, then you see where their brains work, where their brains go. We are none the different. Wherefore, dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi, deen mein wo kahan mar gayi. In dunya, our brains, technology, we say, where technology is gone. But why don't our brains work in deen? To read La ilaha illallah 100 times, why don't our brains work? One time La ilaha illallah, 7 skies and 7 earth in the pan on the day of Qiyamah. How heavy! And La ilaha illallah on the other pan, it will outweigh all this. The 7 skies and the 7 earth make a circle, solid circle around La ilaha illallah. It will pass it all and go to Allah Ta'ala. But our brains don't work in La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. The entire creation is given rosy by the barakat of this. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Allah Ta'ala forgives all your sins, even if they are equal to the ocean, foam of the oceans of the sea. You read Subhanallah bihamdihi 100 times. But our brains don't work on this. Tilawat of Quran, passion and enjoyment in the Quran Sharif. One of our great buzurg says that if your heart is pure, you can never get tired of Quran tilawat. You just enjoy Quran tilawat. Today we can't read one page. Ramzan, we're not making one khatam. Forget a khatam. How many, I ask little, we got a system in the madrasa, anonymously everyone must fill in how much they have read. And we find that people, good people, learned people, ustads, that towards the 23rd, 24th of Ramadan, I read only 5 paras. How are you going to make khatam? Where is the khatam? People, Allah make us maaf. We asked our jamaats also. People went in jamaat 40 days in Ramadan. The Amir Sahib says, nobody touched the Quran. How can that be possible? So our gunas are our worst enemies. Where it will take us to complete destruction. In this world already. Marriages breaking up. What is all this? And then the little children who are orphans with their parents living. And the parents playing them as pawns against one another. They want the favor, so this parent spoils the child. The other parent, the other spouse wants the love of the children, spoils the child. Make them fight one another also. Fill their ears with lies also against one another. All this because of gunas. Our life, our sleep, the best time to sleep between 9 and 2 we heard. But now that 9 and 2 we are on the phone all the time. We haven't got time for our families. All these terrible things, this lifestyle of the West and this gunas, it comes with its baggage also. And then Allah forgive us also, that we have to think our gunas See, Allah's system works. Allah is above everything. There are those bandas and bandis of Allah who live in sin, but Allah just forgives them. He is not worried. And nobody can ask Allah. And when if He forgives, He says, Wala ubali. Nothing I have to worry. I can forgive who I want. But the normal system, our gunas, they catch up with us. If we make tawbah, and we don't think ourselves as guilty, so we don't make tawbah. And then this gunas, if you are accepted by Allah, and Allah wants to save you in the akhirat, then Allah sends that punishment in the dunya. Then we see in old age, now we're going through this problem, and we're going through, and the veil came that in my young days, I was at high school, I was at college, I had girlfriends, I had boyfriends, I was doing all the wrong things, all the wrong things. We never made tawbah. You had to get cleansed of it. And that story is famous of that one buzur, that he's on his dying bed, pious, righteous person, and he desired to drink water which was by his bedside. And another non-Muslim, a kafir, and he wanted to eat a certain kind of fish, which was not even around his area, that fish in that waters not available, far away in the world. But Allah asked Malakul Maut, where you are surprised, when I told you to take the ruh of somebody, he said these two occasions, that this Muslim, that the buzur, great, pious person, he just stretched his hand to take the water and he threw the glass instead down. And he died without that little one sip of water. That he was so pious and he was deprived of even that one sip of water. And the kafir, that fish which was not available in his area, far away, intizam was made, it'd be caught, it'd be transported, it'd be cooked, and he eat it, and then he died. So Allah said that believer, he had one guna left. And the punishment in the akhirah is very severe. So I saved him from that and I gave him this difficulty here. So our difficulty is if we are accepted by Allah for akhirah and we don't make tawbah of our, we shouldn't be making gunas. We make gunas, we are human. Then make tawbah and Allah wipes out the, we will be saved of all these problems. And we don't make tawbah, then we have to suffer the consequence. And for those people, the non-believers, and even believers, if Allah wants to punish us, and they are blocked, Allah make us maaf. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, lot of people will first go to Jahannam. And then finally, gradually, all the intercession will take place, and then they will come out, and they will go to Jannah. The last person to enter Jannah, Allah will give him so much, that 10 times more than this world. Allah will ask him, are you happy? He said, I'm more than happy. You have given the last person who comes out of Jahannam, he will get so much. So what about the people of before? So anyway, we don't make tawbah, then we have to suffer. So gunas are our worst enemies. And at the time of maut, how Malakul Maut comes to that person. One person, he passes away. He is, for example, he's going to visit his family in another country, in another town. All the arrangements are made, bookings are made. Time to leave for the airport if you are going, or by car, whatever way you're going to travel. Happily you are going. And eagerly, and you are taking presents also. And you are taking patkos also. And happily you are going on this journey. And another one is, the police come middle of the night. They don't knock on the door, they don't bang on the door, they break it down. And they come and write to your bed, they got all the information you are at home. And they come and they just haul you out from there. And they put you in the back of the police van. And perhaps with the police dogs also there. Hey, how is that? So one is your ruh goes out in the obedience of Allah. And one, it goes out in the disobedience of it. Malakul Maut comes in such a way, Ibrahim alayhi salam couldn't stand that scene also. To see how Malakul Maut comes to a non-believer. And to a sinner also, how it comes. Then in the qabr, what is the condition? All upon our gunas. On the other hand, if we do righteous deeds, how long are we going to be defiant of Allah? We will say, I don't defy Allah. How long are we going to be at war with Allah? We might say, I'm not at war with Allah. Whatever guna we commit, we are at war with Allah. We are defiant of Allah in front of Him. Allah's qudrat is so vast, so great now. On Qiyamah Day, it will be manifest. Allah will say, run now, wherever you want to. Wherever you want to go, go. But where are you going to run? Who can run away from Allah? You can, nobody can escape Allah Ta'ala. So a person, even is obedient to Allah, then how Allah's rahmat, his life goes smooth in this world. Man amila saliham min dhakarin aw untha, wa huwa mu'min, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba. With so much of stress, we will give him a wonderful life. Walanajziyannahum, also stress in there. بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Our amal are weak, our rotten. But Allah says, I will exchange them and give them the best I will give them. تیرے محبوب کے یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں. تو اس کو حقیقت کر دے, میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. We can only come with the outward form of even sunnah. What is our sunnah beard? It's a mockery of the beard of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why can we fulfill the rights of the kurta of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We are disgraced to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But just on the outward form, the magicians who came in the time of Musa alaihi salam, just the outward form, Allah gave them that iman. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَقَى. Do what you want to Fir'aun. We have brought iman. آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. We have brought iman on Allah Ta'ala. So just Allah is so just do what we can. And what, when we do this, our lives will go smooth. The family unit will be looked after. Respect and honor. Any occasion, marriage occasion, anything in the family, everything is going nicely. Taking the du'as of the elders. Not that now your father, you are chasing him out. How many children, they chase the father out of the house, chase the mother out of the house. What kind of a life? All this is our gunas. But we live a righteous life, happiness, respect, honor. You got time for your children, your children got time for you. And when your maut comes, you go happily, you are ready to go, and you go in the qabr. Nam ka naumatil uruz. For some people, no sawal jawab, no questioning also. And what a life of barzakh, what enjoyment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is burying a sahabi, suddenly he looks away. Sahaba asked, why, what happened? He said, his hoor Allah has sent to her. And it was not right for me to look at his hoor. So I turned my face immediately. What is his life in the qabr? And on the other hand, if we have to be there with snakes and scorpions, with fire in the qabr, what will be that like? And then on the day of Qiyamah, and then finally in Jannah, what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has kept. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٌ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. What Allah Ta'ala has kept. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانِ فيهما عينان تجريان فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. For that Allah Ta'ala has prepared us. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان مُدْهَامَّتَان. What orchards of Jannah. فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ النَّظَّاخَتَان. Allahu Akbar. The fountains and rivers of Jannah. فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَةُ وَنَخْلٌ وَرُمَّان فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَان. What Allah has prepared. One is the road of sin and guna. We are here that we discard that completely and we go on the road of the obedience of Allah. Away from the road of the kuffar and the animals of the west. Colonel Amiruddin Sab, the animal kingdom of the west. And they are animals to the core. Not only in their dressing, not only in their akhlaq. How they, what torture, not only in Afghanistan. Go and see what they did in Yemen. Go and see what they did in Libya. Go and see what they did in Cambodia. Go and see what they did in Japan. Everywhere in the world. And we, they are our big gods. And they are our big idols. And we follow them. And we leave this system of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala give open our blind eyes of the head. Our blind eyes. وَلَكِنْ تَعَمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The blind heart and our blind deaf ears of the heart, and let us see, this is what is Islam. And it isn't now we came for 3 days, mashallah, some brothers came, some are here for more days also, that now don't think our Islam is made. Only if the realization could come. And now we have to work for it, as Mufti Sahib said, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. That yaqeen must come into us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Our ibadat must come. Allah created us not to earn. That is farz ba'da faraid. Afterwards, our main object is obedience of Allah. Learning about our deen, practicing on our deen. That is why we are here in this world. We are not here to ape and follow the ways of their sports that we ape, their holidays which they go, going to see animals. Is that our way of living? Allah put us in this world to go and make ikram of the animals. Hey, the animals also get surprised that this ashraful makhluqat, walaqad karramna bani adam, that bani adam, we go and visit buzurgs. But now we're going to visit the baboon, and we're going to visit the monkey, and we're still videoing it all also. Eh? And we're taking it like something very great, and there far away some rock there is. Oh, there's a lion sitting there. And then another car comes and we're pointing there, and all are looking, and now they're taking their heads out and they're taking photos for just one dead rock. Hey? And we think that we really somebody, and what a trip I had. Hey, your trip to where? To hellfire. And we put our children, our daughters in the universities, we are not putting them in the lion's den. We're not putting them in the lion's mouth. We're not putting them in shaitan's mouth. We're putting them in the filthiest place of shaitan. And we're paying exorbitant amounts for it, for private schools, for missionary schools. And we're paying so much to put them right into the worst place of shaitan. And we regard this as our achievement. Where the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is this ummah? The doubts that we have got. May Allah send those buzurgs. One person came to Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi. I got the desire of committing zina. Maulana came one slap. And then after that he said, never did that thought come to me again. May Allah give us such an environment. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his heart on the chest of that youngster and made dua for him. Never ever did he get that. Allah make our islah like that. And Allah has given, our deen is there. May Allah give us tawfiq. Let us work towards it. Don't think we came for islah jalsa. Now I'm a big buzur. And we go home now and what talks we go and narrate some things what we heard as showing ourselves we also like that. I am still nowhere. We are all still nowhere. We have to a long way. Until mort, nobody got it me now. No, never ever get the idea, I'm all right. I'm Imam Sahab. I'm Mutawalli Sahab. I'm Musalli. I'm Tablighi. I'm Sufi Sahab. Nothing like that. By Allah, we don't know who is where. So we have to keep on working and we have to fear Allah right till the end. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.